Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today's Thursday, March 2nd.
Second
it is, right?
Second. Beware the Ides of March.
Yes.
I think that's
what are those?
So in the Caesar times, Julius Caesar, he was told to beware the Ides of March by a soothsayer. And it turns out the 15th of March is when he was stabbed and betrayed.
Really?
By the El Brute.
So somebody foresaw that, huh?
Yeah. Oh. I think that's the story. I'm like 90% sure. It's something about
that's
Caesar.
It's more than
March,
I know about.
15th, the Ides and the killing. But I could be something else. No, but I know it's, I think it's that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's that. Sounds good, right? Sounds
I
good.
I know. It sounds like plural, though, like Ides, but
yeah,
there's no word Ide. When I try to put it in Words with Friends,
no,
Words with Friends, it doesn't work.
No Ide. Ides, yeah. It was a couple of days, I think the soothsayer was saying. So it's not I, just Ides of March.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know what it meant. There's a movie like that, too, right?
I don't know.
There was a couple of years ago or something.
Like I said, I don't know.
Maybe somebody does. We have Google here. Why are we struggling?
Because, you know, my fingers are tired. I got a little cut on my thumb, so I'm done.
I know, 10 in the morning, we're still tired. I did get a lot of sleep last night.
Oh.
I went to sleep at 11:30, so
oh.
I got some sleep, and
nice.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Beautiful day. I mean, we didn't even need a jacket today, right?
No, beautiful.
Beautiful. It's
yesterday,
gonna be like 80 degrees.
Yeah,
today.
Yesterday was like 80 degrees in WeHo, and I went and visited Manhattan Beach, just a little walkthrough with the dogs and the hubby, and had some lunch, and it's just lovely
down
there.
Manhattan is beautiful, right? Yeah.
And it wasn't like crazy because it was February and there weren't a lot of like huge parties of douchebags going around. It was so pretty.
Right.
Ugh.
It really is.
Gorgeous.
You know? And then you keep going south to Hermosa and Redondo.
Right. We stopped because we got lazy, but it was lovely.
Yeah, yeah. No, and if you have more time, you can keep going.
You know?
But it is nice down there. It doesn't really feel like L.A., you know? You just go south of here for half an hour and
it's 30
it's
minutes.
Totally different.
35 minutes. And it was like, it felt more like Cape Cod. We went on the Strand where you see these people's houses that are right
the Strand
on the water.
Is beautiful.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I know. Very cool. So, yeah. So, Southern California is beautiful. We have beautiful weather, as always. But I think there's going to be more rain, which will be
really?
Nice.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. We all know why.
Yeah, you and I like rain. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We're the only two people in the world.
Yeah, because it adds a little bit of color, I think.
It adds the moodiness.
Yes, it does, you know.
It's like a good song in the background.
Right.
Do you feel me?
Yes, I feel you. There you go. The rain song.
Down in Africa.
How do you listen to music during the day?
You know,
like on your phone?
Yes. Anytime I'm doing something like putting on makeup or like I'm alone, I have to either listen to my audiobooks or I'm listening to music.
Oh, wow. Cool.
But I'm mostly listening to audiobook, which is really nerdy.
But it's not. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes around with you, you know? I mean, so you're able to read the book while you do
I really like
things.
Listening to audio. Yeah. It keeps me really like focused and happy and calm. Like when I'm in, audiobooks are my thing. And if you guys.
See, I wouldn't be able to do two things at the same time.
Yeah, I have to. See, I have to.
I mean, I can do music. Music, but not a book.
Yeah, I do. I sometimes will listen to an audiobook while doing a crossword puzzle.
Wow.
I know.
Wow, you're definitely a multitasker.
Yeah, but how great am I doing on each of those tasks, right? Like, that seems really like...
It doesn't matter, but you're enjoying both probably, right?
Or does it mean I need to be just stimulated at all? And now that's a sex joke, but you know what I mean?
But maybe too much, yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe it's too much, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Take a while, go back to nature.
Yeah.
Just bring a couple books and some stuff.
Did you ever suspect ADD or anything like
that? No, I definitely know I have ADD because here's the thing. I could make an incredible spy. Because and when I'm out to eat, I can tell you what the four tables around me are talking about.
Really?
And I can tell you who's mad at who and who's had to take a break and who's over drinking. My sister and I both, we can hear everyone's conversation at the same time we're conversing, and I'm great at it. And maybe I am a spy and you guys just don't know.
Wow. I mean, that's quite a talent though.
Is it? How does that help me?
I don't know, but it's a talent.
Fun. It's a fun. It is fun, but it's like it's a little distracting when you're trying to have a serious. Because I'm listening to like Robbie tell Marlene about his cousin's dog, and I'm like, well, right. What about Walter?
Yeah,
you know.
I think you have difficulty focusing.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you said that too. And
but I can also get hyper focused where I can't like leave right. for like 4 or 5 hours on a
right.
subject.
Right, and that's part of it.
Yeah,
that's part of it.
I've
read up on this, and you can focus like. Laser when you have to.
Yeah, it's weird. Over weird things. Like, right? I'll go on Etsy and be like, ugh, I really want some embroidery cross-stitching with a funny quote. And I'll spend like 7 hours
looking for it. Oh, my God.
Very weird. So, yeah. Useless, but weird.
Do you find nice things there on Etsy?
Ugh. Could not get better.
Really?
So today, I also have Etsy Hunter, if you guys ever want to go on Instagram, because they show you fun, cool things instead of you going through it. They curate some really cool products that you would never know were on Etsy.
Right.
Today, I saw their clear plastic. No, I don't know if they're Lucite or plastic, but they're bangles, like cute bracelets. But you can scan your kid's drawing, and they'll put it on the bracelet. So you can have your kids drawing on, and it's like so rad.
Yeah, right.
And it's cool. It's not like lame and tacky. It's like really neat. Anyway, go Etsy.
People love that stuff.
Yeah, you're like, that's dumb.
Kids everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
I don't get the holiday cards when they put the picture of the family.
I don't either.
Stuff,
see, I'm Jews. Don't do that.
Right.
The Jews. When I go home,
actually,
to see,
they do.
Do they?
They do. Yeah.
The Christmas
cards? Rosh Hashanah and stuff.
Oh, because when I would go home to visit for Christmas with my in-laws, I'm like, what are all these people's faces? Just
Why are they here?
Yeah, Christmas.
That's not like a card for me. I mean, send me one with my picture
right,
on it.
And they take and they all just talk shit about everyone in the picture. And I was like, that's hilarious. That's what everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
No, but I've gotten a few from Jewish people.
Oh.
Like, they do that too in America, I guess.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, it's always, it's a very like, Christmas card-y kind of thing. It's very interesting. But I like the people that do jokes on them or with their dogs or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
different, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, I want to start like a promotion here for the station stuff, giveaway stuff.
Oh!
I love giving away stuff, you know?
Let's do it.
So I'm trying to think of like what to give away. I want to like get more Instagram followers.
Okay.
So we'll do it like, you know, if you're a follower, you qualify and all this stuff.
What do you think people really want?
One time what I did is I did like cutest dog pictures.
That's
actually.
Perfect.
Because people love that stuff,
that's
right?
That's perfect.
So I did that before and we gave away like an internet radio and that was like $150,
$200. Whoa.
Yeah, and then a Kindle. Sam, I give out a Kindle.
Well, Sam, you could do a 3D printing of someone. That could be a thing you give away. I'm not kidding. You could do a 3D printer.
That's true, but it's a process. I mean,
yeah, that's sick. It's
a long
time.
People have to come here.
That's true. Never mind.
I have to be able to scan them.
You know what you could do? What I did on my page for free giveaways, I did a caption contest. So I put a funny picture up, usually with a dog, because that gets a lot of viewers.
Right.
And then you say caption, and the best person, the funniest caption gets the prize.
Right. Yeah, and I'm just thinking, you know, rather than go all out with multi-hundred, you know, like several hundred dollars on a prize, I'll just get smaller ones and I'll have several.
Seriously, if you just got some, like, small things of alcohol, you're good to go.
Yeah, even a $50 gift certificate or something.
That's
or cash or whatever.
Or iTunes
know?
Or Amazon, yeah.
Yeah, you know, people would love that
people
stuff.
People like a dollar. They'd play for like a dollar. I play
right.
for like, I played bingo with my 103-year-old grandmother-in-law, and I was like, I won 25 cents.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah, they did not think it was funny, those other women, because they play every week, and they're like, who the hell is this?
So, wow.
Yeah.
Do you ever play any games on the phone or on tablet or anything?
To be super duper honest with you, I am a Candy Crush player.
Candy Crush. Okay, well, join the millions.
Right, I know, but, you know, it's a sad...
Okay.
Yeah, it's a, you know, a little old school.
It is a sad commentary.
It is. It's a sad commentary. It absolutely is. And
but it's a game, you know. It's supposed to be, like, mindless, you know?
Yeah, but I would... you know, there's some games that are a little more... Like, Clue, for instance, is like, at least you're using deductive reasoning.
That's
like,
true, yeah.
Literally, I'm like, oh, that damn candy. But
I've been hooked on Words with Friends for like years.
Some people, now that's a good one.
Right.
That's a great one.
That's a great one. But then I realized quickly, sometimes you sit there, like at least in the beginning, right? As I was learning this and I'm going, how do these people come up with these words I never heard of, right? And they fit.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of points. And then I realized there's cheating apps too. So I said, okay, well, if you guys are going to cheat, I'll have the cheating thing too. Now, so you might say, well, why do you bother playing, right? Well, the thing is this. If someone's not cheating, I'm not going to cheat either. But when they do, I'm going to take out my artillery too.
So how do you know they're not just wicked smart?
Because of the words they put in.
Yeah, it's just like too weird of a word.
Right, right.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, when it's too weird a word.
But see, then no one can be clever on their own because you'd always suspect they're cheating.
No, but look, that's what I'm saying. I don't wait just for one word.
I see.
You see a pattern.
I see.
Because they always go like for the highest,
you know?
And sometimes I'll go like, you go like defensive. So you don't go for the highest word, but you don't want them to put a big word in there or something, you know?
Man, things are getting heavy on Words with Friends.
Words with Friends.
Artillery is being
used. I'm telling you, people are like, they want to be on top of the list there, you know?
Yeah. God, that's so, like, it means nothing.
It means nothing, you know?
It doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. That's why I just play it for fun, and only the ones, rather than tell them, go fuck yourself, you know, I play with their rules. That's all.
I love it.
You know? And it's cool. You get 100 point words and stuff. It's amazing.
It's so funny.
I know.
It's all these QA words or ZA words, like the weird ones you would never know existed.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's true. But by now I know all of them, so there you go.
You know. You know, I tried to put Jew in. It wouldn't do it.
No, it won't. It says Jew is not an acceptable word.
Yeah, and I'm always like, screw you, dude. What the hell?
I know. Well, our guest is calling in. We totally forgot to introduce her before.
Yay.
Kim, are you with us?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
I'm actually listening to you this morning on my iPad.
Right.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you for listening. I guess you had to have sort of a lead in into what we're going to talk to you about. But I'm going to attempt your name. It's Kim Interdonato. Am I saying it correctly?
Oh, you said that beautifully. See? Yes.
Wow. Thank you. Interdonato. There you go.
Bellissima.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Where are you calling us from this morning, Kim?
I'm from Long Island, New York.
Ooh, New York.
A lot of authors and writers and a lot of talent from New York. Is this where you grew up or did you move there from somewhere else?
No, I've always lived on Long Island. You can tell by that great accent that I've got. I'm definitely a Long Island girl.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I just watched Long Island Medium do a psychic reading on Rosie O'Donnell, who's from Long Island, and there was nothing more Long Island that I've ever seen than that episode. It was amazing.
Oh, my God. We were just talking about that with a couple of friends the other day.
So good.
Somebody knows her.
Oh.
And she is so like, you know, they're so Long Island-y. Yeah, that's what we all sound like.
Yeah, they do. Teresa Caputo.
We all sound weird.
They all, but I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people love people from New York. We have so many of them in L.A., you know, so we learn a lot about New York here from our guests and stuff, you know. So that's
it's
cool.
Crazy. You guys come here in the summertime.
I know. Summertime. So, Kim, you wrote a book, but before that, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do? During the day.
Believe it or not, I am a hockey instructor.
Whoa.
I teach hockey.
Really?
Hockey. Ice hockey. I've been teaching for about 25 years, figure skating and ice hockey.
Wow.
And now I've been mainly doing ice hockey, which is pretty ironic for a girl that likes shoes.
I know. I was going to say the shoe girl.
Yeah, and if, you know what? If you saw me, you know, if you saw me online, the pictures of me online, I'm not a big girl. I'm a tiny girl. Yeah. So to be yelling at these big, giant guys is kind of funny. Yeah, I'm a hockey instructor. That's what I've done for my whole life. You know, I've done odd jobs and stuff like that, but mainly I've been an ice skating instructor for 25 years.
Wow.
So it's pretty unusual for a woman to teach boys how to play hockey, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yes, yeah.
I don't see a lot of that. That's amazing.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'll tell you what, it's a difficult. I teach the skating end of it.
Right.
So it's kind of hard getting into it. And the guys were not really happy when I first started.
Sure.
I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Wow.
But
so
I kind of spit my ground and you know, I'm tough. I'm good.
So you found it a little difficult because you were a woman, do you think?
Yeah. Absolutely. Wow. I'm a woman in a definitely male-dominated world.
Yeah, and you're a little woman.
And they make it known, too.
There you go. God. So were you always an ice skater? Were you a hockey player growing up? How did you get into that?
No, I was a competitive figure skater for years.
Wow.
And actually, I did the adult nationals a couple of years ago.
Wow.
For figure skating. Yeah, I was decent figure skater. I wasn't the best, but I was okay. You know, I got by.
Yeah.
And then I loved it. I love the sport. It's great. It's, you know, I've made a lot of good people. It's you know, everyone asked me if I'm going to do a skating book, and, you know, I'm like, no.
No,
no skating books, no. But you definitely stepped forward and wrote a book anyway. The book is called Shoes Are Like Men. We love the title.
Yeah.
And obviously we invited you on the show because it seemed interesting. Tell us a little bit about the book. What is it about?
Okay, it's very, very comical. It's you know, I hope every woman can, every woman can relate to it. Everyone that's read this book said they can completely relate to it. It's, you know, I'll give you a shoe style, like, you know, shoes that are online or comfy shoes, and I'll put a man's personality to it. And then I'll give you, you know, a guy that I dated. Or not dated with it, and it's really kind of comical. And you know, I was driving out, and you know, thinking about this book, and it was just really, really funny because I was always thinking so negative about my dating. I had to think something positive, and I started laughing about the stupid dates I've been on. And I've got 30 years of dating experience underneath my belt. I heard your last interview. So you're like, yeah, four relationships. Four. Four is a bad year for me. Okay, four is a bad year. I'm like, that's crap. Hilarious. I have four relationships this year.
Whoa.
You know, and I, believe me when I tell you, I've got a lot of. I actually started the other book. Today I started the other book. You know, I have enough material to last me a lifetime of dating. But you know, I have fun. You know, it's like, you know, I was always looking at it as a bad thing, and then I took a good hard look at myself. Listen, I wasn't exactly the best person to date either. You know,
yeah.
So the book is really, really funny, and it kind of, you know, gives you, you know, not only a man's personality, it gives you the shoe style, like, you go with it, and then, you know, you'll hear about, you know, the stupid dates that I went on, or whatever I did, some dumb thing I probably did.
Whoa.
Wrong, which is, you know, which is, it was very good to write because it was really,
it's
really
cathartic, I bet.
Yeah.
It's cathartic for someone to go through bad times and then create because it turns into good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what? And you know what? You really, you know, if you give it enough time, any bad situation always turns, you know, you look back at it and go, it wasn't so bad. And if you can look back and laugh like I do about it.
Yeah.
You know what? You're golden.
Yeah.
You're absolutely golden.
So when did you notice a parallel between shoes? Because I definitely agree with you on this.
But really? What,
oh, 1,000. No, like, I could
I
not agree more.
I was sitting down with my girlfriend one day, and she goes, you know, you love shoes. She goes, you got to think of, like, dating, like, trying on shoes.
Ah.
She goes, you know, you don't like this one, you go to the next one. You don't like this one, you go to the next one. I'm like, oh, that's a good way of thinking about
it.
And then I was, believe it or not, we broke up, and I was dating a guy for a while, and we broke up, and I'm like, oh God, not another relationship. I just can't take this anymore. And I was driving, and I was like, you know what? You know, he was like the great shoe sale. You know, he was so perfect, but, you know, when
he
I thought
blisters,
about it, and I like, sat down and put it on paper, he really wasn't all that great. You know, so, and I'm like, oh, wait, hey, he reminds me of a shoe. And I'm like, oh, then another guy dated, and I started laughing. And I went out, I took myself out to, like, dinner, and because I, you know, I didn't have dates, obviously, so I was taking myself out to nice dinners because I like fancy stuff. So I was taking myself out to these nice restaurants out in the Hamptons, driving around, looking all cute. I'm like, oh, I'm going to take my computer. Since I'm lonely, I'm not going to look too desperate of a loser. I'm going to take my computer, and I started, you know, typing on my little computer.
On the dates? Like, and when you were with yourself, you were typing on the dates with yourself?
Dates
with yourself.
Well, I really kind of am a loser, but...
That's awesome. I love this. So you're with your computer. Perfect.
You know, but it was a good way to get out because I didn't want to stay in the house anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I'm getting out, I'm going out, and I'm going to see people. And actually, I just sat behind my computer, and so, I mean, people must thought I was a lunatic. I was laughing my butt off.
That's,
you know,
cool,
writing down
though,
these funny stories about these dates I was going on. I'm like, one guy asked me to, you know, make him big salmon dinner, and I did it. And I'm like, what am I, an idiot? Then I'm like, you know, I thought, like, you know, I was going to be the great girlfriend. I was going to, like, work this guy through his, you know, divorce. You know, I'm 45 years old. So, you know, dating for me is like, you know, if I date guys that are my age, you know, they're all coming out of divorces.
Right,
what do they want?
Right. What do they want?
Like typical men. They're like, I've just been in marriage for 15, 20 years. Woohoo, I'm free.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And of course, you know, like they're sowing their seed with me. And I'm like, whoa, hold it. Hold on. You know, don't plant your seed here, pal.
Yeah,
you know?
Take your shoes off
exactly.
At the door.
Sir. All they want to do is make deposits,
on.
You know.
Right, good one. We're all doing terrible puns. Terrible. So let me ask you a question. What kind of shoes do you wear? Are you a high heel Caputo type of thing? Are we doing flats? I imagine you like different shoes, but what do you normally wear?
What I normally, I have the hottest high heel shoes
okay,
you can find.
That's what
really?
I thought.
I'll tell you, I got great legs from skating all these years.
Oh.
You got to accent those babies right off.
So like really big ostentation, like jewels, stuff like that. I love those types of shoes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, yeah, the
okay,
cooler, the better. You know, like you walk in, you wear a plain outfit, you have these great, awesome shoes.
Got
and
when
like, oh, look at those shoes.
Got it.
You know,
got
most
it.
People look at me and say, oh, look at her shoes.
Got
you
it.
Know?
Okay. I'm picturing perfect now. I got it.
It's better than my hockey skates, believe me.
Yeah, because then you go to the hockey, which is probably another part of your personality.
It's, you know, it's weird because, you got to take off your hat, and I'm so used to that by doing from each lesson that I do. You know, every kid, I got to take off my hat and be a different, you got to be nicey-nicey to one, you got to be tough on another.
Right.
So it's like the same kind of thing, you know, like, you walk in, I'm like a tough guy. When I walk in the ice rink, you know, I'm like this big tough girl when I walk in the ice rink. I come out, sometimes I'll walk out and I'll do a book signing, and like, I'm walking out in a skirt, and they're like, oh, you do have legs, you are a woman. I'm like, yeah, I'm not really a woman to you, but
that's
yeah.
That's funny. That's so interesting, the two parts of your personality. I love it.
I got dual personality. Yeah, I guess
yeah. So how are men like shoes, really? I mean, what do you like, go by the kind of men, like, for example, like an alpha male or something compared to a certain shoe?
Is that how it works? You know what? Guys are like shoes. And you know what? Everyone asks me like that all the time. You know, Sam, they go like this. They're like, so what kind of shoe am I? I'm like, I don't know, unless I date you. How do I know? I'm not dating you. I don't know what kind of shoe you are. But, I would categorize them as, you know, everyone's got their, like, we all have our different personalities. We all have that, like, those crazy traits about us. And, you know, some guys are like, the guy you keep breaking up with, the charity shoe. You know, you're going out with this guy, you're going out with this guy, and then you put him in the shoe ring, back. You know, I went out with this guy 100 times. Like, we broke up, we went back. We went broke up, we went back. And it was like the kind of shoe that, this is the shoe that I had in the charity bag. I put it in the charity bag. No, I don't want to give it away. Yes, I want to give it away. No, I don't want to give it away. Yes, I want to give it away.
I totally have those.
It's kind of like, it's not what you think about. This book is not what you think it would be. It's more like, it's more like of experiences that I had.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I wouldn't fit some guy like, you wouldn't be like, okay, you're a hot shoe, mm-hmm. or you're a designer shoe, mm-hmm. or you're a broken shoe. I mean, some guys really are broken shoes, I have to admit, but...
Right.
You know,
yeah. Some shoes have been stepped in shit, and you're like, yep, that's you.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good thanks. One book.
Or maybe a shoe without a heel is like a spineless man.
Oh, that's
you
good.
Know?
That's a good one.
There's something like that.
Oh, very good.
There you go.
That is
you know.
Very good.
So we're talking
about a loafer.
A loafer.
We're talking to Kim Interdonato, and she wrote the book Shoes Are Like Men. Where can people find the book? Where can they find more about you?
You can go on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com, and there's all the local bookstores here in Long Island have it, but in LA, definitely go on Amazon, give me a review, and I'd love to know what you guys think about it. Everybody that's read it so far said it's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean...
you can also go on Books a Million. It's in Kindle version.
Okay.
And where else?
Wow, and you have a website, right?
Oh, yeah, I have a website. I have a Facebook page. I'm on Instagram, Twitter. I'm tweeting, Instagramming.
So your website is shoeslikemen.com.
I love that.
That's it.
Yeah, that's simple to remember. I did want to ask you a little bit. So you talk about dating and relationships. So you're saying there's been men that you've dated like over and over. Like, how come you don't break up with them and just move on?
You know what? Because you always think that it's going to get better or they've changed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in reality, when you break up with somebody, you broke up with them for a reason. So, you know what? I'm like the type of person, if I put my hands in the fire, I got to put it down like 3 or 4 times before I realize it's really burning mm-hmm. me. You know? Sometimes you could be a little stew-not. That's why I said this book is very, you know, you kind of really reflect on the book. I'm like, oh, boy, I was stupid there. You know, just get rid of it. But, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes we don't do that. I wish we did, but, you know, you got to learn from our mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, and what about writing? I mean, did you always write? Did you always like writing? Or was it something that you just said? Yeah,
Sam,
go on.
If you only knew, I'm not a writer at all. But I'm the worst speller you're ever going to meet. You said you like words with friends. You'd kick my butt. I mean, I am the worst at spelling. And my editor had a field day. But it was just more or less going out, taking all the crazy thoughts I had in my head and putting them on a piece of paper. Anybody can do it. Anybody can be a writer. You could be anything you want to be as long as you put your mind to it. Who thought a hockey instructor would write a book about shoes?
That's true.
You know?
That's true, and, right. And you'd grow up probably like tomboyish. You know, I mean, I would imagine if you're into hockey and skating and stuff, maybe a little tomboyish, and now you like the high heels and the nice legs and everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I dated a guy, he was like, oh, I love you in heels. So I wanted to impress him, and that's how I really got into it. And then my mother was always into shoes, so I was like, oh, you know, she'd take me shoe shopping with her. And that's how I really got, I love going to shoes. I went to Italy, and I bought, like, I had to buy another suitcase to bring back all the shoes.
That's what happens. I had spent a year in Italy, and I was like, I'm going to need a couple more suitcases.
Women are amazing with shoes.
But see, like, I actually don't love shoes. And here's the thing. I don't have good taste in shoes. And it's something that I'm, like, humiliated by because I feel like that represents me. As, like, she's saying shoes are like men. I'm like, I have pretty crappy taste in shoes.
Really?
Yes.
Then go with someone who's got
I do. I go with friends who are, like, phenomenal. But every time I show up, you know what it is? I go grandma. I do a lot of comfort. So I think I'm that girl.
Well, those comfy shoes are in style now. They're
I know.
You're good.
I know. Now I'm okay. But a lot of times I look a little old. I got to go the other way around.
Yeah.
So we'll try it out.
You got to always wear a hot shoe. I'm telling you. The shoes make the outfit.
That's
you
true.
You can wear the oldest clothes. You can wear like something that, you know, you had in your closet for years. You dress it up with a nice pair of shoes. You're good to go.
I know. I don't do that, man.
Yeah.
I got to work on it.
Oh, my! You gotta send me some of your outfits.
Okay, you gotta help me out, man. You'll be like, "Good God,
Kim." I wanted to ask you, what is it about high heels that makes women sexy, or makes men feel that, or even women? You know, I mean, okay. So let me put it another way: what is it about high heels that makes a woman sexy?
You know what? You feel good. You feel tall. You have to arch your back, and your chest is puffed out, and your boobs are sticking out, and you know,
right?
And
your ass is
your tippy toes. Yeah. Your ass looks good.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about a woman in high heels. It just dresses up an outfit. You look good. You feel good. I mean, if you stand on for all day, but, you know, never take off your shoes. Even if your feet hurt and you blister, you never take off your shoes.
God, I'm taking them left and right. I'm taking them off. This is no good.
Yeah, I always tell women, like, never take off your shoes. I mean, I have to skate the next day, blisters on my feet, but damn, I will not take off those shoes.
She's good. No, that's true. It's almost like a mating call, to be honest, because different animals do different things. But when you're in high heels, your posture changes, the way you walk, your confidence. And it also extends the leg. It makes you look thinner. So it's an entirely mating ritual, I feel like. Don't you think? It's some kind of, like... primal thing.
It is a primal thing.
That's the best way to
put
it. That is so great. That's such a great way to put it. It is very primal.
It's like a mating ritual.
I get it. I totally get it. And I always feel like if I go out, you know, and I'm wearing like not the greatest of shoes, I'm like, oh, I feel a little embarrassed. I always bring like a pair of extra heels every time I go in the car.
Wow.
Funny story. I have an 8-year-old son, and he was, you know, we were out one night, and we were in Florida. I didn't bring my heels. I was out with my family. He goes, "Mom, what are you wearing?" I said, I'm wearing flats. I'm wearing flip flops. He goes, "Where are your heels? You're going out." I'm like, that's how much my son knows me. I'm like, that's pathetic.
Well, the 8-year-old knows best.
Yeah. It is amazing how much women pay attention to shoes, though. You know, it's like for men, it's like they couldn't care less. But when a woman does wear nice shoes, it stands out. You notice it.
Yeah. And when I see a woman wearing something a little bit like quirky about the shoes, I'm like, I instantly think I could have a really cool conversation. For some reason, even if I'm like, ooh, I don't like her vibe, but then I scan. Oh, look at those cool little pink velvet shoes. Yeah, I'm on board. You know what I mean? It can change my opinion on a person.
I can't tell you how many women walk past me. I'm like, ooh, nice shoes.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, I could totally have a conversation. It's so true. It's almost like a way to break conversation.
Bathroom talk is the best.
Yeah, that's in bathroom talk, that's true. In women's bathroom, most of the conversation is about the shoes.
Really?
Yeah, the outfits.
God, you guys are funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really funny.
Absolutely. Oh, you guys have to come out to Long Island.
Yeah.
Come visit us in the summertime, the Hamptons. I'll take you out to the Hamptons.
That sounds good.
Some great shoes there.
So, Kim, did you ever try dating outside of New York? Did you ever travel outside of there and had a chance to compare the men?
Yeah, well, I went out. Actually, I dated. I was internationally dating for a little while.
Okay.
I dated a guy that was, I dated somebody that actually was from Mexico City, but he lived here. He was in New York, and, you know, it was that was pretty interesting because, you know, he took me all these great places. But he lived here in New York. But I also dated a guy that was from Texas, and then I actually came out to L.A. for a weekend to meet him for a date, which was probably the craziest thing I ever did when I was younger.
That sounds
this was
crazy.
Before kids, obviously.
Nice.
yeah, you can't do that now. I have kids. I'm like, L.A.? No, I can't right now. So I can't go there for a weekend. But for a date, anyway. You know, and most of the guys I've dated really basically have been here on Long Island, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds good. So
New York guys.
Yeah, New York guys. What are they like? I mean, is there a way you can categorize them?
Yeah, what kind of shoes are they?
Yeah.
New York men. You know what? I got to be honest with you. I tend to like guys that are a lot older than me.
Oh.
I usually never date guys that are younger. I love distinguished guys that can like be like a little worldly and very highly intelligent men. The guys here, you know, they're the same as like, you know, you guys are talking about, you know, men in L.A. and, you know, people over there. And you were saying it's the same thing. It's like, you know, they're always looking for the next best thing.
Yeah.
They really are.
It's the coastal. New York and L.A. are the same, yeah.
You know, and New York and L.A. are very, very similar. Mm. You know, they're kind of similar creatures because they're big cities. You know, Midwest, I'm sure it might be a little different. It might be a little slower. But everything, you even hear my voice. I'm very high-paced. Everything's fast. Mm. Everything's... You know, right now, it's instant gratification all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard. You know, when you're dating guys, it's difficult because it is usually instant gratification. If you're not sleeping with them on the third or fourth date, they'll go with somebody else and sleeping with them.
That third date, if you don't, like, it's crazy. It's, like, supposed to be this known thing now.
Right, and you know, and which is, to be honest with you, I like older men. Probably that's the reason why I do like older men, because, you know, I'm so not like that. You know, I'm like, you know, I'm a little... You know, standoffish with the. I don't think I could, you know, sleep with somebody on the, you know, third or fourth date. Right. I'm like, whoa, you know.
Slow it down.
Absolutely slow it down. But, you know, a lot of the guys don't feel that way, and especially when you're like online dating. You know, online dating is like, it's like speed dating. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like they're on to the next girl, you know, and I always felt like I was so insulted if I saw them online. I'm like, oh, they're talking to somebody else. What if I'm not good enough for you? But, you know, it's just the way it is, you know, it's, and I couldn't. You know, I was thinking so bad and positive about my, you know, so negative about my dating. I had to do something, start thinking positive, or else I was going to be alone for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like this changed your way of looking at dating since post-book? Are you dating happier? Are you less negative?
I am much happier. And even when I'm alone, I'm happier. Like, I know I could take my book and go out, or take my computer and go out, and I'm fine. I'm not so lonely. I always thought, like, I was always lonely. I'm going to be lonely for the rest of my life. I'm going to live an old, lonely life. I'm going to live in my house with a whole bunch of cats, you know? And that's so not true, you know? I just haven't, you know, to be honest with you, I haven't found the perfect, perfect fit. And he's out there.
Right,
you know,
right.
I could still think positive at 45.
Right.
You know, believe but, anybody can. Yeah.
So you said you have kids, right?
I have one son, yes.
Oh, one son. You said something about four kids. I'm like...
No, before kids.
No,
oh,
no,
before
my four,
kids.
No, my kids I skate with. My skate. I have a lot of kids my skate.
Before
kids. Yeah, then I have a lot of kids.
Okay. So, because I was wondering, how are you going to date with four kids? It's
people
hard.
Do. People do. It's
no,
hard,
I'm
though.
Sure. But what, man's going to go jump into something like that? I mean, that, you know...
People do.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to date somebody with four kids either. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, you
and
know.
I like kids.
But God bless you for
like
giving a chance to
excessive.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. God bless you for giving a chance to older men, you know, because we're feeling lonely too.
Mm-hmm.
So we need somebody too, you know.
That's nice.
My God, I never thought.
Great. They're the best. I can't believe it. I saw the picture of you on online.
Uh-huh.
You're really handsome.
Uh-oh.
Well, thank you very much.
I'd be dating you in a heartbeat.
Well, thank you so much, but it seems that nobody in L.A. is interested at all.
Wait a minute. What's happening here, though? We could make something happen here.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There you go. You see? Sam is like a shoe.
Sam, I'm not coming there. I'm not coming there for a date. I'm really not. Yeah.
That was the one time. One time only.
Whoa. Well, Kim, you're a lot of fun. Kim Interdonato. Everybody go out, get the book. Shoes Are Like Men. You can get them on Amazon. You can find out a lot more about the book and Kim on shoesarelikemen.com.
It's a great concept.
Yeah, absolutely. And
we hope you write more. Are you planning on writing more?
Yeah, I am.
Good.
I actually am. I told you, I have lots of dating. I still have a lot of dating that I haven't even put in that book yet.
I'm sure. So, you sound like you're full of stories.
You know what? I want everyone to read the book and have a good time. It's an easy beach read. It's only it's only 42 pages. I guarantee you're going to laugh.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Good gift to give.
And you illustrated it too, so that's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did illustrate it. Yeah, I went to art school, and I'm a hockey instructor.
Who are you?
Yeah, I know. Multi-talented. There you go. So everybody in New York, look up Kim. You'll probably find her on dating apps, right? Are you on the dating apps, Kim?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not online dating anymore.
Okay,
don't
look for her there. No, look for her. You can contact her on social media and everything. And hopefully not be categorized as a shoe. when you start dating her.
Yeah, I figured after this stunt, no one's going to want to date me after that. They figured they'll be on the sequel.
God, right, imagine trying to meet with her and then what shoe do you wear?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, they're going to be like, I ain't dating this crazy woman. No. She's not. She's going to put me in another book.
Well, I don't know. You seem to be like a lot of fun. You're definitely entertaining, Kim, and much more success to you.
Thank you so much, guys. Okay. It's great listening to you, and thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It's the best.
Of course,
good
and thank
you
for listening to us, and of course, everybody can download the show afterwards. You can listen to yourself as well. So there you go, Kim.
Oh, great. Thank All right. you so much, guys.
Pleasure. Bye. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Many New Yorkers are a lot of fun, you know. They're
so
like
energetic.
They don't give
like
a
me.
Shit. You
no,
know?
And Long Islanders are just a different breed of New Yorkers. I mean, it's just crazy awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Long Island.
You lived there for a bit, right?
I lived there for 3 years. I lived on the Upper West Side, which is nothing. I mean, Long Island just
seems that's like the rich part, right?
Upper East Side is the rich part. Right. Upper West Side is like more hipster, but not as much. It's still super rich. Don't get me wrong. Right. But I lived in a real crappy 6-floor walk-up. God. Okay, it was not a good one. I just was a good location. But Long Islanders just have a whole bit different spirit to them. It's so interesting. Yeah, there's a great documentary, The Last Play at Shea, about Billy Joel and Shea Stadium in Long Island, and it's narrated by Alec Baldwin, and it's so good about Long Island.
Oh,
so good.
Wow.
You would love it. It's on Netflix, and it's short, Sam. You would like it.
Yeah, right?
It's short.
The funny thing is, I've been to New York several times. Never been to Long Island.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Queens.
Yeah, yeah.
Manhattan, Brooklyn, maybe, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's got a different vibe, man.
Yeah, yeah. I really should do like a New York trip, but not necessarily inside the city, you know?
Exactly.
See what's going around. Go to Philadelphia, go to wherever, you know?
Do a whole New England thing.
Yeah,
New England
thing.
East
yeah.
Coast thing, yeah.
That would be cool, right?
Yeah, you're surrounded by Democrats. You'd be so upset.
I know. Well, what happens here? The same thing, you know?
It's true. I don't know what I'm thinking. You're
yeah,
Southern
those
Catholic.
Are the coasts. What can
true.
You do, you know? And if you looked on the maps from the election, you see that it's like all the major cities have the liberals, you know, and then you see a lot of red all over the other.
And a lot of southern is red, and then the Rust Belt became that Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio. That became red, which was crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, the coasts have always been somewhat more coastal, I'll say in quotations. So, yeah, big news with Jeff Sessions. Did you hear?
No.
Okay, so he's the attorney general, and he's Washington Post just broke the story last night, which is why my New York Times doesn't have it, which is so funny. He said on the floor to Al Franken, I never spoke with any Russians during the campaign in 2016. And now the Washington Post uncovered two episodes during the height of the campaign with the Russian ambassador, and with the records are sealed of what they talked about. So now everyone's asking him to resign because there's a big... So anyway, this is the big
news.
So
there's like evidence that he screwed up big time.
They lied on... Yeah, he perjured,
really?
He perjured himself, yeah.
Sessions.
Yeah, Sessions. And Sessions... Yeah, I know.
Good riddance, man. I don't like this guy.
Racist motherfucker.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know about that, but I just... I think he's... But you know what? He's going to get someone ultra-conservative no matter what happens.
No, totally.
Think,
but it's,
you know?
It's just... it's just...
It seems like that's where he wants to go.
Things are just kind of like imploding with that. But he's trying to call it false. But the Washington Post has the minutes, has the record, has everything.
Wow.
And Al Franken was like, I could not be wanting to be more clear. This is on the record. Did you at any time meet with any Russian in any capacity in 2016 during the campaign? And he was like, no, I've never done that. I have nothing to say on that. I have no comment because I never did that. So it's just a direct,
and then they
he directly
out,
perjured himself. Yeah.
So they came out and said, this is what we have now.
Yeah, the Washington, it was last night they broke the story.
Wow.
So two big meetings with
that's
the Russian ambassador.
That's a big story.
Oh, it's all over, yeah.
Wow.
So now everyone's like, you got to resign. And also, there's supposed to be an investigation into the Russian connection. He's supposed to be the head of it. So now people are asking for him, including Republicans, to step down as the head because you can't investigate yourself.
Yeah.
So that's the big news with...
But I don't think it's to resign. It says...
recuse.
Well, the Republicans, to recuse.
Yeah, but Democrats want resignation.
But they want resignation.
Yeah. So Pelosi, right. Schumer, they've all asked. Bernie Sanders, they've all asked for him to step down. So, I mean, and the interesting thing is there's a big video of him about Clinton and perjuring himself. because he was a senator. So he talks about how awful perjury is, and they have this clip, and it's like, uh-oh, because he definitely seems to have perjured himself. So we'll see what happens.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So this Russia thing keeps getting in.
I know. It keeps coming back, right?
Keeps coming back.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not a good sign, man.
No. Not when your attorney general perjures himself. It's not a good It's like this main job not to do. So, yeah. So that's the big news. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
That is big news.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's sort of like the thing you want to go away, but it seems to come back.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because Trump never, like, he's always so harsh with a lot of people, but he's always been, like, somewhat weirdly kind to Putin and nice when he speaks about him.
Right.
And he's always like, I hope we have a good relationship. There's something there, man. There's something there because it does not go away. This keeps coming back up and up and up, and answers have not been forthcoming.
Yeah, maybe something did go on.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the controversy there.
Yeah.
All breaking news every day, I feel like.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll see. Yeah, we keep hoping, you know,
we'll see what happens.
The country can somehow come together.
Yeah.
You know, so we can move forward with this.
I agree.
So going back to the Oscars, I guess, Pricewaterhouse accountants at the center of the fiasco there, they won't be back at the Oscars. They're not firing them from the company.
No, but they will not be back.
But they won't be back.
Yeah, unfortunately, Brian, his last name is with a C. I think it's Cunahan or Callahan, was the accountant, unfortunately, photographed tweeting.
Yes.
And I said this last year.
Taking pictures and shit.
Yeah,
you know
seconds
I mean?
Before. And in the hand, if you zoom in, there are two envelopes. You see the freaking envelopes.
Yes.
And he's on the phone, and then it's handed. You see the handoff, and it's just...
Right. And that's what I was asking also, because once I saw the clip, I thought, what took them so long to come? I mean, why were the cast already on the stage for La La Land before they caught this? I mean, if somebody was paying attention, the moment Warren said La La Land...
Well, he didn't say it. So, he passed it on because he didn't realize. He says, why is Emma Stone? So he gives it to Faye Dunaway to do it.
And she says it. At that moment...
Because the only two people in the entire room that knew something had gone wrong were those two accountants. They're the only two that know who in the envelope or before.
Oh, okay. So it's so not it like wasn't a lot this, of people knew.
No, stage managers, they don't know. So he was good enough to say, hey... That's the wrong envelope. So he had to get in touch with enough stage managers to then go on stage. You see him on stage with the envelopes.
Right.
So he did as fast as he could. Yeah, he tried to stop. Yeah. I mean, it was really bad.
What a screw up.
Yeah. I mean, you got one job. Yeah, right. Just don't tweet. But, you know, I feel bad everyone's, like, putting it on him. But, you know, yeah, you do have, you probably should not have been tweeting, like, moments before the biggest award of the night. So, and Beatty was incredibly, security asked Warren Beatty as it was happening, Mr. Beatty, we need the envelopes. And he says, there's no way I'm letting these out of my hand until Barry Jenkins, who's the producer of Moonlight, sees it for himself. And everyone's like, we need the envelopes for this whole thing to be cleared up. And he literally went to find Barry Jenkins, such a cool story. And he goes, I need you to see this so you know and never feel bad about what happened. And he showed the envelope with his name on it. And Barry Jenkins was like, thank you, sir. Like, that was the biggest moment. Was what, like, Warren Beatty made no one else saw it except me before. So that was so cool that he did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go Beatty. Way to make the situation a little bit better.
I know. God, he must be so old, right? How old is he? Like in his 80s?
Yeah, man, he is still with it, though.
He looks great.
He's so great. Faye Dunaway looked real hot. Yeah. She's good looking.
Yeah.
She, yeah.
No, not 80. He's got to be in his 70s. There's no way he's in his 80s.
I don't know. He and Annette Bening, man, he's screwed everyone, right? He's just had a lot of sex.
Oh, yeah. Plus, some of his movies were about that, like Shampoo, for example, was about this hairdresser who was screwing all his clients and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Warren Beatty did because he could.
Yeah, on Twitter, someone's like, don't blame Beatty. He was busy, like, having sex with women to get the envelopes straight. No, he's a dashing little man.
Yeah, I mean, if you were Warren Beatty, you'd probably do the same thing.
Darling man. Very, very dashing. Very dashing. So that's good.
Yeah. There's an interesting picture of Michelle Obama hugging George W. Bush. Did you see that?
Do you know they have this like ongoing relationship?
Right.
They love
each
other.
There's a story about the fondness.
They love each other.
Really?
There's a meme going around, and it's of different pictures of George W. Bush looking fondly and lovingly at Michelle. Not in a romantic way, but just as a friend. And it says, I always want to find a partner that will look at me the way George W. looks at Michelle Obama. They have a very strong respect, and he really likes her. And
that's
thinks of her as a really
cool.
Very cool friend. And the Obamas have, yeah, it's this relationship, I think, is very interesting.
It
but
is,
they do,
right?
They have a fondness for each other.
Right.
Very interesting. You never thought this would stuff would happen. So crazy. So, yeah, isn't that cute? I think that's cute.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's the way the country should
totally,
come together,
absolutely,
right?
100%.
How do we do it? How
yeah.
can we
well,
do
you,
it?
When you elect a troll, you get a troll. Mm. That's what I'll say. You elect a bullshit con artist, that's what you're going to get. Everyone's like, you know, he did a presidential speech, but he's a bullshit con artist. So, yeah, I don't think he meant what he said. I think he's a con man. Con man.
Well, let's agree to wait and see.
Okay.
Before we, we pass any judgment.
I've already seen a lot of...
I don't know. I saw a different Trump for the first time.
But see, why don't you think he's bullshitting you? He's done this before.
Why?
Yeah,
because
he's a
now
bullshitter.
Because he went in front of the world and in front of Congress.
Sammy does this all the time.
Yeah, but not in this way. You know, it wasn't... Okay, well, you know what?
Let's see
all
what
I'm
happens.
Is,
you're right.
Yeah, let's
you're
wait
right.
and
right.
see. You don't know.
I don't.
You
I know. Just think I will not be conned by this guy. This is what he does. He always says what he's going to do, and then he does the... He stiffs people. It's just he... This
but
is
he
what
does
he
all the things he said he would. Don't you think that he said in the campaign? It's just things you may not necessarily agree with, but he is doing what he said he would.
Well, he's doing it by an executive order. He's not doing it the way he said he was going to do it with, like, legislation. Like, for instance, building the wall and having Mexico pay for it. That's not going to happen.
Right.
So, like, that like, logically, a lot
well,
of what
he
said isn't going to happen.
But I think most people knew that it's not going to happen.
No, he
right?
was voted yeah. for that wall. That was a major concern for 38% of the people.
Yeah, I think it was more symbolic thing, though.
But see, that's because you're... I think people really think in the Rust Belt he will build a physical wall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he based it on. He said it's going to be a beautiful wall. He talked about the structure of the wall.
Right.
So, that's... I mean, this man cons people. So, I'm not going to really believe... one speech. I mean, I'd love to. Hey, I would love to. I really do. I'm not going to be bullshitted, though.
Right.
So.
Okay, well, wait. I mean, you might turn out to be right.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I just say it's simply too soon to tell. All I saw is that every after 30, 40 days of really not knowing what the hell's going on, I finally heard something presidential there that might give us some hope. So... you know, that's from my side.
Yeah.
A couple of other things that I wanted to bring up were, we were talking about this dating thing, and Mara Marini was here mm-hmm. yesterday, right? And I was thinking to myself, you know, it's like I asked her, how many first dates have you had and mm-hmm. stuff, you know? She said, what, like hundreds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, you know what? I didn't even have dozens in my life. And I've lived longer than hers.
I
don't think I've had dozens of first dates.
I haven't either. And I will right. tell you something, but that's different because she was very technologically advanced. So she was doing like online dating before, she told me this, before it was really popular. So she's
right.
been on a lot more than you or I. I have not done hundreds.
Right,
I've done maybe a dozen.
But it's also because she's a pretty woman. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you were single, you'd probably go through the same experience that she is, you know? I mean, you'd get a lot of interest and you'd have to choose and all that stuff.
But do you think that's like, I bet she wishes she didn't have to go through all that. It's such a pain in the ass.
That depends. It's true, right?
You know
after
what I mean?
A while,
first dates
get old.
Are not that great. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's true.
Relationships.
Well, no, I wouldn't
great.
Mind meeting new people and stuff, but
yeah.
still.
First dates are a lot of anxiety, and then if nothing comes for if there's no second date, it's not the
it's
best.
A waste,
you know what I mean?
Right?
It's a lot of time and
yeah.
stress.
That's true.
So first dates for a chick and a guy are not, it's not
well,
the
it's
easiest.
It's not like she had to go.
No,
you know?
No. But I'm saying I don't think yeah. a woman or a man wants to do 100. They'd rather get to the point, you know.
Right, right.
But, you know, you got to kiss a lot of frogs before you find a prince.
But at least you've got to have some frogs to kiss for crying out loud, you know.
But I'm also, I didn't date. I was a serial monogamous. I did long-term dating. So I agree with you. I didn't have a lot of first dates at all. Mine is probably like 10 or less.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. When did she have time to do all those if she had a couple of relationships?
If you have long-term, yeah, I was always in very long-term relationships. And so were you. You married twice.
I mean, yeah, so I mean, I've had long-term.
Yeah, mostly. So that's probably why you haven't had, you know.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
One thing we talked about yesterday, and you know, I was talking to a friend about this, but remember how she said that she actually ended the relationship because they didn't agree politically or because her man was a Trump supporter?
And he knew Trump. He's Trump's
friend.
He
knew Trump still. What I'm asking is, if you're in love with somebody, would you really let something like that get in the way?
Yeah, it's a value issue. And she said it's not about political; it's about that particular man. He's just very
okay. Polite. So it's a particular man. Yeah, yeah. Okay, but
she said that. She said it's not political.
She must not have been in love with him, or maybe she didn't want that kind of a lifestyle of someone who's.
I think you can be in love with someone and then disagree with, like, for instance, if you love someone but they have different values with money or different values with religion, and it just is a bridge you guys can't really cross. I don't think it means you can't be in love with them.
But don't you think you'd want to bridge those gaps rather than?
And she said it was just a deal breaker.
I'm saying. Yeah. So I think that is kind of unusual to me. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think so.
You think a lot of people break up over political?
A million percent. And I think especially Trump is so polarizing. It's caused families to stop talking to each other. It's caused jobs to be people to be fired. It's crazy. He in particular is just so polarizing that families have stopped talking to each other.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. You know what, there's a funny part of it's not funny, but there's a doctor that works with patients that wake up from comas and amnesia, and he's having a hard time explaining when they say who's the president and they're like, give me a moment. And he said one guy was like Obama, and he's like, no. And he tried to go back to Bush, and he's like, no. And he's like, he said Trump, and they're having a hard time believing that it's Trump. Wow. I think that's so funny.
It's like if you were frozen and came back to the future.
Yeah. And then they're like, who? And he's like, I want to go back to Bush. We say, let me have, no, he said, let me give me one more try. Is it Bush? And he goes, no. So it's just funny. But I think he more politically is just so polarizing, and it's a value system.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're totally out of time, folks. Thank you all for joining us. Thanks, Kim Interdonato, for calling in. Everybody go out, get Shoes Are Like Men, because maybe they are. I don't know.
What shoes are you wearing? Now I got to check out your shoes.
Anyway, folks, thanks all for joining us. As always, Tori, thank you.
Of course.
And see everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.